Part 2. Lord Arthur's Hand. When Mr. Podgers saw Lord Arthur's hand, he went pale and said nothing. He was sweating, and his fat fingers were cold and wet. Lord Arthur saw Mr. Podgers's agitation, and for the first time in his young life, he was afraid. He wanted to run out of the room, but he also wanted to know what horrible things were waiting for him.
"I'm waiting, Mr. Podgers," he said.
"We're all waiting,"
cried Lady Windermere. The chiromantist did not reply. Suddenly, Mr. Podgers let go of Lord Arthur's right hand and took the left one. He examined it so closely that his gold glasses almost touched the palm. For a moment, his face became a white mask of horror. He then recovered his self-control and, pretending to smile, said, "It is the hand of a charming young man."
"Of course it is,"
answered Lady Windermere.
"But will he be a charming husband? We want details, Mr. Podgers. What's going to happen to Lord Arthur?"
"Well, in the next few months, Lord Arthur will go on a journey."
"Oh, yes, his honeymoon, of course."
"And lose a distant relative," Mr. Podgers added.
"Well, I'm very disappointed," said Lady Windermere. "I have nothing to tell Sybil tomorrow. No one is interested in distant relatives these days. Come on, let's go and eat. If there's anything left to eat, of course."
The Duchess, her daughter Flora, and Sir Thomas walked towards the dining room. At the same time, Lord Arthur Savile remained standing where he was. He felt that something unpleasant was coming into his life. He looked at his lovely sister, who was walking past him. He did not notice that Lady Windermere was calling him to follow her. He thought of Sybil Merton, and the idea that anything could separate them brought tears to his eyes. He could not move. He had lived a life of luxury and fortune. Now, for the first time in his life, he understood the terrible mystery of destiny and the awful meaning of doom. Was some terrible secret or crime written on his hand that he could not read? Was any escape possible? "We are," he thought, "like pieces on a chessboard, moved by an invisible power." This thought made him angry, but at the same time he felt that tragedy was waiting for him. Actors are lucky. They can choose their role, either in a tragedy or in a comedy. Real life is different. Most men and women have to play parts they are not qualified for. The world is a stage, but the actors are in the wrong roles. Suddenly, Mr. Podgers entered the room. When he saw Lord Arthur, his fat face turned a green-yellow colour. The two men looked at each other. For a moment, there was silence. Mr. Podgers did not want to talk and tried to avoid Lord Arthur.
"Where is the Duchess's glove? Ah, here it is. Good evening."
"Mr. Podgers, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to give me a simple answer."
"Another time, Lord Arthur. The Duchess is waiting," replied Mr. Podgers.
Lord Arthur walked towards Mr. Podgers and offered him his hand again.
"Tell me what you saw there," he said. "Tell me the truth. I must know it. I'm not a child."
Mr. Podgers played nervously with his watch chain.
"Why do you think I saw anything in your hand, Lord Arthur?"
"I know you did. I insist you tell me. I'll pay you £100.
Mr. Podgers looked interested.
"Guineas?" said Mr. Podgers in a low voice.
"Certainly. I'll send you a cheque tomorrow. What is your club?"
"I have no club at present, Lord Arthur. This is my address."
Mr. Podgers gave Lord Arthur his card. Mr. Septimus R. Podgers, professional chiromantist, 103A West Moon Street. My hours are from 10 to 4, with reductions for families, Mr. Podgers said.
Be quick,
cried Lord Arthur. He looked very pale and showed him his hand. It will take a little time, Lord Arthur. Please sit down. Lord Arthur was now angry.
Be quick, sir,
cried Lord Arthur a second time. Mr. Podgers smiled and pulled a small magnifying glass out of his pocket. He cleaned it carefully with his handkerchief. I'm ready, he said.